Like, click here to enter.
Warning. Or like cat lovers only, click here. But I'm not even worried about a skeleton. Like,
I think you should be worried about skeletons. But the virus could, in fact, help preserve them more, longer.
No, that's impossible.
When did you become a ninja where you can just climb anything?
Maybe I would try to launch a couple chairs at the tiger.
I'd like to say that there's a lot. Look, I mean, I'm not going to say that I'm a great writer here, but look.
You don't see me going up into the Himalayan mountains and trying to pretend I'm a Yeti, man. That's just not going to happen.
And that's probably a wrong fact, but I think that's true.
There's a timer here. I could. Okay.
I mean, I can. I see. I'm keeping track, accounting.
Okay. All right.
But
so, what do you want to talk about, dude?
I thought you were going to come up with something.
You said you had a bunch of things that you're going
to
try to remember.
I know, but I forgot. There was something to do with one thing. I went to synagogue, so I thought maybe I could talk about that.
You actually went to a full service?
It wasn't a full service. It was a family service.
All right. Is it interesting? Or is
I don't,
it,
I mean, I don't know. I don't know if there's
I
mean, there was an ark, which was kind of cool. But, and then I was thinking something about, I don't know what the other thing was, but it was something about like, it was in relationship to the tracker that I thought I was in a previous life.
Hmm.
But I couldn't remember what that was going to be. I forget what I was thinking about then. I got to write these things down when I think about them. Yeah. I was thinking about like the black holes and the fact that they found gravitational waves, which...
You know what, scares me about the black hole thing?
What?
Like, that means like black holes... I didn't know black holes could move. Like, are black holes just floating around, like, moving?
Well, I didn't know they officially knew that they existed. I thought there was just, like, a theory that there has to be this thing called a black hole. And they never even knew... They'd never actually seen a black hole. And now, all of a sudden, they saw two black holes, like, moving and coming into each other. I don't know. It was all, so that, I thought we couldn't really talk about it because we don't know what we're talking about, but Baron would be a good person.
Baron would know. Baron would know. That would be a good one to have Baron on.
So that could be, we should have Baron on that. So those three things, but we could talk about spirit animals, but I just took the book back to the library and I didn't really get a chance to look into it too much. So... I don't know.
Oh, I don't know either, man. I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, there's a whole bunch of, I have a list of like things that I haven't looked up.
Yeah.
Yet. Like there's the, I don't know if you've ever, I don't even know what, there's the death hand. Have you ever heard of that?
No. What's the death hand?
I don't know. I think it has something to do with Russia and all missiles in the world are pointed towards us and nobody's ever kind of taken it down.
So there's just a bunch of missiles that are pointed to the United States?
Yeah, that, I mean, even though the Soviet Union collapsed, they never like disarmed some of them or took them offline. And then there's the UVB-76.
I don't know what that is either.
I don't know what that is either. But those are like two things that somebody told me about that I was like, oh, that'd be good for the Shotcast. Let me see. What
There's a weird thing that keeps happening with your feed. If you're not hearing it, then that's fine.
I just hear this crackling. That's all.
No, it's this. It's like a, it kind of breaks up. I don't know if it's.
Hold on.
Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, if I'm at Mom and Dad's house and I wanted to use the bathroom, how would I turn the water on?
That's
so what, like...
How would you turn the water on?
Yeah. Use the toilet.
Well, why are you at Mom and Dad's house using the toilet?
Why do you have so many questions?
Are you on the toilet right now? Ask her if she's on.
Aunt Bev got an email. She's in Florida, too. And there was some, like, break-ins around the neighborhood. So I said I'd stop by. Then there was some bathroom needed.
Yeah, but I mean, are you on the bathroom right now? Because you're out of luck then.
Why?
If you're on the bathroom right now.
Yeah.
Then you have to... You can't, well, here's what you could do.
Tell me what to do.
You could go get some water from the pond, fill in a bucket, and then pour it old into school. The bowl, the toilet bowl.
Total old school.
Well, how come I can't just flip the switch?
I don't know where the switch
is. There's no switch.
There's not a switch. There would be a, you know, a thing that you turn. Knob.
Where's the thing that I turn?
Where is it? That's what I said. I don't know.
It's hot. Well, by the hot water heater.
Brian says it's hot by the hot water heater.
Why are you with Brian?
We're on the Shotcast right now. We're doing a Shotcast.
Seriously? And I'm asking about toilets?
Yeah.
Okay. Can't wait to listen to this one. Okay, it's behind the hot water heater?
Yes.
Well, it's by. It should be a red. It's probably going to be a red. Look. She should not do this. She should get water and pour it in.
Brian says, look, you shouldn't do this. You should just get the water in a bucket and pour it in, and it will flush itself. It's old school. That's how you flush toilets.
Not pour it in where I pee, but pour it in where, like, the tank is, right?
No, where you pee.
Where you quote-unquote peed.
That's where I put it in?
Yes. You pour it right into the bowl.
Okay, so where I may or may not have gone number two.
Right.
That's where I put the water.
Correct.
Okay.
Because toilets work by, like, pressure, if I...
Yeah. My concern is that if she opens, if they've drained pipes, Brian, it's going to go through the radiator. If it gets cold, it's going to freeze.
So Brian's concern is if they... So what happens is when you turn off the water, you then drain all the pipes from the inside until there's no more water pressure. If you turn on all the water again, you have to drain everything again, and that you might not get something, and it might, you know, freeze and burst. So I would do the old school, old fashioned, pour some water in the bowl where you may or may not have pooped.
And what about snow? Because it's kind of cold here. Can I put snow in the toilet?
It has to be... No. It has to be a volume of water. It's the amount of water in the toilet that causes it to flush. The way a toilet works is you have a whole bunch of water in the back there, right, in the tank.
Yeah.
When you press the lever, the water comes down, fills up the bowl. The bowl then... I'm sure somebody in the scientific community could tell me...
Magic.
Magic happens. It then flushes through the siphon and then goes out. So as long as you could flush it right now and it would be okay because there's water in the tank. But then the next person to use it wouldn't have any water. I mean, you could get one flush out of it, essentially.
Yeah, that's pretty much what happened.
You better do it right because you only got one flush.
Wait, so you did it already?
No, there was...
Why are you flushing so much? Why didn't you just take care of it all at once?
Because I took the water on. I thought it was okay.
Who does that?
You gotta go. Flush. Oh my god. Okay. Yes. I don't know why you did that, but you have to go find water, take the water, fill up like a 5 gallon draw, like a bucket. You know those? Dad has them somewhere.
Yeah, they're frozen in the freezer.
Why are they? Oh, to keep the freezer cold. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, but it's not helping me right now, is it?
No. No, it's not.
Go on,
Well, Brian's saying
something. Go to the frets. Go to the Fretzes and ask for a bucket.
Brian,
no, that's the problem. The Fretzes are not home. The Fretzes are in Florida.
Yeah, but I just go to the director's house and be like, hey, can I have some water, please? 5 gallons so I can flush my poop?
This is like a horrible island or something.
This is flour and sugar. That's the poop thing.
All right. Yeah, listen, there's got to be a bucket around there somewhere. You get a bucket, you pour water in. If it doesn't flush, you go get more water. Is the pond full of water? I mean, I know it's cold out, but...
I don't know. They, like, blocked all their windows, so I can't look outside, but I'll go outside.
Tom has a cooking pot. A cooking pot. Get
a cooking pot. Brian says a cooking pot would work, too.
Is that going to be enough water?
Well, you might have to do it multiple times.
Or fill up, like, the roasting pan.
How much do I have to fill the toilet before it flushes on its own?
Well, it'll flush on. I mean, you're not. If it starts overflowing, obviously stop. But it should flush. I mean, toilets work this way. This is how toilets are designed. The water goes in the bowl and it flushes. That's what you have to do.
All right.
Is it? Make sure she knows that. Is it a possibility that this might get stopped up?
Is there a possibility that you pooped so much that there could be a stoppage? It get plugged up.
Put this in the bowl of the toilet. Not in the...
No, don't put it in a tank. But what we're saying is there a way that there's enough stuff in the toilet already that it could get clogged up? Because then you might also be in trouble. Because if it gets clogged, then it will overflow because the water's not going through.
All right, I'm gonna go do something. I'm
going to
hang up.
Okay, hang up and then call us back.
All right, bye.
Bye.
You know what she needs to do?
Our sister, ladies and gentlemen.
You know what she needs to do? She needs to dog bag it.
Oh, yeah.
She needs to dog bag it.
Yeah, pack in, pack out.
Yeah, I mean, that's... I don't know why you would... I don't understand what she's thinking.
Well, this is what I don't understand. And maybe I don't understand how women do this, but...
Double flush.
I mean, you can double flush, but it's not like I pee and then all of a sudden I'm like, oh, you know what? Maybe I'll poop now.
Right.
It usually is like, oh, I have to do this.
Yeah.
It's a whole thing. It comes together in one package.
It's very confusing. The whole thing is very confusing.
Oh my god!
I'm curious at what's going to happen because my concern is if she can't turn the water on, that's a no go because all the pipes are going to fill, and then if it gets cold, all the pipes are going to break.
Right.
And our parents don't come home for a while. I don't want to say on who knows what kind of thieves are listening to the podcast.
Right.
So I'm not going to say when my parents, they could come home tomorrow. Who knows?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, they're coming home tomorrow.
That's right. They're coming home tomorrow, but there's tonight it's going to be cold.
Right. So don't – I mean, no one's going to be stealing stuff tonight. It's too cold.
Right. Right. And there's a possibility there's going to be poop everywhere.
Right. There is a possibility. You'll be going into a house just full of poop. So
– keep that in mind.
Yeah. But you're right. You don't want to fill up the pipes. Pipes are going to burst all over the place.
Yeah.
So
– I mean, I'm even – I think what she'll be able to do is it'll work, but she has to go in the pond and get. Is it cold? How cold is it there? Is there ice on the pond?
I mean, it was negative with the wind chill today. It was like negative 17 or something. That's what I don't know. I don't know if there's ice on the pond. She couldn't look out the window because my parents have the windows all blocked up.
Right.
So the problem is she's going to have to do some exploring.
I mean, she can't dig for water either. I mean.
Now, see, if I was in this situation, I would be okay. Because I always carry flint magnesium with me.
Oh, you'd make a fire.
So I'd make a fire, melt some snow, then boom, instant water. Although, I don't think they have a lot of snow there.
I don't know. Here, you know what? If I was in this instance, I'd be okay too. Because I would just get into my car, drive down the street to like Landis or something, pick up some water in a water jug, and then drive back and pour it down.
Yeah,
it's not you can't find water anywhere. It's not like water's like a precious commodity that's like impossible to find.
And it's not like the poop's going anywhere. Right? There's not a time, you know, constraint on this.
Right, right, right. I mean,
literally, she could just leave it there, and before her parents come home, you know, as they're coming home, she could run in and flush the toilet when they turn on the thing.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd do that, though. I don't know. That's not pleasant.
I mean, yeah, but worst comes to worst.
Yeah, if worst comes to worst, it's worse. I mean, that's the worst case scenario.
Worst
case scenario is if she clogs it. Worst case scenario is if she clogs it, because then she's just gonna have water pouring everywhere.
Well, the water's not gonna pour. The only way that water would pour everywhere if she kept pouring water in the bowl.
Sometimes
it's just like just pouring water. It's like it's not going down. It's not going down. It's just pouring and going and going and going. I don't know. Who knows?
Well, yeah, I don't know either. I think the best option is to dog bag it, man.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I think you still, as a courtesy, should put water back in the bowl, even if you dog bag it.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, I wouldn't have been in this situation probably because I just would have been outside. I wouldn't have been like the whole thing of like going into the house. I don't know. I would have just been like, find
it's not like Meg lives like 3 hours away where it's like, oh man, like I better do this now because I won't have a chance for like a couple. I mean, that's what I don't understand. It's
that's
like,
true.
You can't wait. Like,
I know. And it's obviously you could wait because she had to think about, she peed first, flushed, right. And then was like, while I'm here.
Yeah. Might you know? As well. That wouldn't have, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know how to get, I would not be in this situation.
No, yeah. I don't know.
Well, now she knows.
Yeah, and we got a little lesson of how toilets work. We actually didn't because I don't know exactly how a toilet works, but essentially that's how it does.
I do know, as long as you pour water in there, I don't know how it flips the switch to know.
There's got to be some sort of like siphon pressure thing, right?
I don't know. It's the same thing with like black holes. I don't know how they work. We need Baron. We should get Baron on the line.
If two toilets collided, would we have discovered gravitational waves faster?
Honestly, Einstein predicted two toilets colliding like 100 years ago.
That was his original his original theorem.
Yeah.
Was
much easier to prove, by the way.
Yeah. Well, he started off small, then went big.
All right.
Well, this still doesn't solve the problem of what we're going to talk about.
No. I think we should wait till Meg calls back.
Well, it could. Who knows where she's going? Who knows what she's doing?
Yeah, she kind of left us kind of like, I'm just going to leave. Like, I wonder if she just decided to leave.
She could have. I don't know. Should I call her back?
Yeah, to see what's going on.
Hold on. Let me just give her a call. It's ringing.
Yeah, this is bad.
Hey, it's Brady.
Yeah, I know. I have Brady.
Yeah, we just want to update of what's happening. Well, Brian had an idea. I don't know. This might be crazy because you live on the planet Dune or whatever. There might be a way that you could go to a store and buy some water and then come back.
Yeah, that's going to be probably what we do. Yeah, not by myself.
Well, I would buy a couple gallons of water, not just one.
Yeah. Like how many? Three?
Okay.
I'd buy three or four.
I'd buy five gallons. You don't want to do it. I'd buy five gallons of water. That's what I would do. I don't know how much is in a tank. I don't know how much you'd need. You probably need 2 gallons to flush it. Maybe you only need a gallon. But I'd buy five just to be safe, and then you got some water.
Get a plastic bag. Tell her to get a plastic bag too.
Yeah, you might want a plastic bag too, just in case you have a catastrophic failure.
about me. All right.
So plastic bag and about 5 gallons of water, you'll be all set.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks so much. Bye.
All right,
bye. Problem solved.
There we go.
Yeah. We know what's going to happen now.
It's a good thing she called.
Yeah. Get some good advice. Maybe the Shotcast should be like a call-in show.
Yeah, there we go. That's the missing component that we always... Yeah. We just need a call-in show where we solve people's problems.
Right. Right. Brilliant.
All right. I think that's the Shotcast for this week. I mean, where do we go from here?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm Brady.
I'm Brian.
Hold fast.